Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As happens toward the end of every session, favorite bills are dying, hopes are being dashed, and tempers are beginning to flare. It's the result of too much time away from families, too much coffee, too little sleep, and in some cases, unrealistic expectations to begin with. There's also the added pressure that happens as soon as the budget bill passes from the House to the Senate. Most bills begin in one House, go through a set of hearings, get voted on, then pass to the other House, where the process begins all over again. For that reason, the bill spends roughly the same amount of time in each House. Not so with the budget bill. Budget subcommittees are made up of both House and Senate members to cut down on time. By the time the budget, which always begins in the House, is transmitted to the Senate, much of the Senate's work is already done. The subcommittee hearings don't need to be repeated. The budget passed out of the House yesterday on a 54-45 vote and was transmitted to the Senate, where the Finance and Claims Committee will begin consideration next Tuesday. If previous timelines hold true, it should be returned to the House with amendments in about 2 weeks. The House usually rejects the Senate amendments, and a House-Senate conference committee is formed to hammer out the differences. That typically takes a few days, and by then, we're into the third week in April. All the while, the pressure is building to get all the other bills across the finish line. The reason, as I said earlier this week, is because passing the budget is really the only thing that absolutely has to happen in a legislative session. Once the budget is passed, every bill still making its way through the process is automatically on life support. That's because once the budget's passed, the legislature can adjourn at the drop of a hat, and every other bill not yet passed automatically dies. At this point, it becomes a sprint to the finish, with everyone working hard to keep their bills out in front of the budget. We find ourselves in that boat just like everyone else. For us, adjournment is bittersweet. Bitter because there will no doubt be some good bills that automatically die when the legislature leaves town. And sweet because the end of the session means we can finally breathe easy when the bad bills no longer have a chance of being resurrected. On the good bill list are all of the pro-life bills still working their way through the process. These include Senate Bill 100, a bill to allow a woman contemplating an abortion to see an ultrasound of her baby before the procedure. House Bill 302, a constitutional amendment to define life beginning at conception. House Bill 284, which would ban doctor-prescribed suicide. House Bill 500, which would ban all abortions after 20 weeks. And LC 1400, also known as the Montana Born Alive Infant Protection Act. As you can see, we still have plenty of bills in play, and that may be the main reason that Rolaids are now a regular part of our diet. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.